The UN Refugee Agency says it is disturbed by the pattern of displacement from Zimbabwe since last month's presidential election. Previously, it says most Zimbabweans crossing the border into South Africa were single men or women seeking work. But it says an increasing number of families are now arriving as a result of political violence. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says several people have shown signs of beatings or torture.
In the town of Messina, near the northern border with Zimbabwe and South Africa, there's a visible presence of vulnerable Zimbabweans sleeping rough in the bush, begging at the traffic lights and clearly in distressed circumstances and desperately needing humanitarian help. Many of the new arrivals are reaching the country through unauthorised border points. Those entering legally do not usually claim asylum upon entry. So this makes it difficult to give an accurate estimate of the numbers involved. They're fearful of arrest and deportation. They remain underground, making them vulnerable to other forms of violence and exploitation, such as rape and robbery.
Pagonis says figures from reliable sources show some 17,000 Zimbabweans have been deported from South Africa through the Beit Bridge border post in the last 40 days alone. She says these deportations have gone ahead despite earlier calls from the UNHCR to suspend all forcible returns.
In view of the large-scale deportations, coupled with the difficulties that Zimbabweans face braving the crowds to access the national asylum procedure, it creates a real risk that refoulement or forcible return to their country of origin where they could face danger could occur. The High Commissioner is reiterating his appeal to South Africa to halt all deportations of Zimbabweans and ensure that those seeking asylum should have access to the national asylum procedures.
Given the critical situation, Pagonis says the UNHCR is appealing to South Africa to exceptionally grant Zimbabweans a temporary legal status, allowing them to stay in the country. The UN agency reports hundreds of Zimbabwean asylum seekers in need of protection also have arrived in Botswana, Zambia, and Mozambique since March. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.